Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Beer Ladies podcast with your hosts, Lisa, Katie, Christina, and myself, Tandy. You can find us at our website or all over social media. Our website is beerladiespodcast.com. And our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon, Blue Sky, TikTok, and even Facebook are at Beer Ladies Pod or Beer Ladies Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can find our merch store link on any of our social media bios or in the show notes for this episode. And if you'd like to sponsor an episode, do mail us at beerladiespodcast@gmail.com. Now back to the beer.
Hello and welcome back to the Beer Ladies Podcast. This is our third or fourth annual Christmas special. Can anyone do the maths?
Ooh. I think it's our fourth.
I think it is our fourth.
This is season four, right?
So it is season four. So this must be our fourth Christmas special. Listeners, feel free to correct us, but please fact check us. But I am Lisa. I am your host this week, and I'm excited that we have a full roster today. Unfortunately, we're not all at full health, but we are doing our best. So we're not going to do anything difficult this year, like have a pub quiz. I know last year a lot of you enjoyed our pub quiz, and we had a really fun gift guide last year. But we are going to talk about gifts, whether they are beery or beer adjacent. We'll chat a little bit about some of our favorite holiday activities we have coming up. And we also want to hear what you guys are up to. So definitely hit us up on the socials. I would say probably more on the Blue Sky and the Instas than on the Twitters for reasons, but we'll get into all of that later. But before we do that, we will have our usual whatcha drinking. And again, I know not all of us are drinking fun things because, we are all plagued by illness. But that said, Katie, let's start with you, plagued by illness. What have you got?
I am plagued by illness. I am definitely plagued by illness, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy something nice while I'm plagued by illness. Can you see this? This is Honey Hill Spiced Apple.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Let's describe it for the folks at home.
I got it. It's from Troughton's Premium. I got this in Gifted, which I went to with Lisa.
We had a lovely time.
It's a spiced apple drink. I have stuck it in the microwave, heated it up, and it's very, very nice and tasty. Oh, yeah. It's made in Antrim. Armagh. Sorry.
We knew it was up.
Don't want to get my Antrims and my Armaghs mixed up. It's made. They grow their own apples. And I'm dying. Maybe because I was out at the weekend and you just pick up so many bugs. So
is it what the doctor ordered there, Katie?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they were so nice. We got to try all kinds of different samples there. So, you came away with quite a few different bottles of things. So I think definitely something to check out. So,
and they even snuck a freebie in my bag, which I didn't realize until afterwards. I was like, thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. Christina, friend, what have you got?
I'm being rather boring and I've gone with the Barry's decaf tea.
That is not boring. I mean, there was Barry's featured at Shane McGowan's funeral the other day. So practically a celebrity,
it's
offering
a bit boring,
at this point.
But we understand.
Yeah.
It's a school night. We've all got things to do. Definitely. But that said, Tandy, you've gone a bit extra, I think. And we're here for it.
What is the school night nonsense? Okay. we were very kindly sent from the folks over at Original 7. Have you guys heard of Original 7? Because I don't know if I'd really heard of them.
Well, I do believe we might have interviewed one of them before on the podcast.
Oh, God. Well, don't embarrass me now, Kate.
Like, is that still back in the archives?
Myself and Erica interviewed Shane, I believe.
Back in the day, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are right, because Shane has gone off, and we have a new beverage brand, let's call it, in Ireland, called Original Seven, and they've been releasing a good number of beers all throughout the year. They've got IPAs, and they've got pale ales and all these things, and they're based on the premises of, let me just double check, of Franciscan Whelm. So that's where they're brewing.
Yep, that makes sense.
So in Cork, which is awesome. But here's what they sent us, which when we get to our gift guide later, I'll circle back a little bit. But they sent us some of these Original Seven Extra Stout aged in Jameson casks. And this is a 9.3% beer.
And not messing around.
Not messing around. School nights be damned. A beautiful bottle. We'll talk a bit more about it later. A beautiful bottle. And from the one sip I've had, a gorgeous beer. But yeah, cheers for that. 9.3% school night. Barrel aged extra stout. That's
what powering through. And maybe that's what's going to keep you from getting whatever other people have. Like, that might be just what the doctor ordered. So yeah.
Keep it good.
Absolutely. So that's making me feel, you know, slightly lightweight with my, I know, back again on my hope, you know, winter red ale, 7%, which again, pushing the boat out for me of a school evening. And I know I've been on this one probably the last couple of recordings, but I just really, really like it. Always look forward to the Hope seasonal, I think especially the winter ones. So really enjoying this one. And it is that lovely kind of, you know, deep red. It almost matches. I know you can't quite see them, but when I do lean forward, you can see my sparkly antlers that I've worn because I'm a little bit extra too this evening. But again, yes, Hope winter seasonal, very exciting. I was going through thinking, oh, do I want something from my Advent box that I've been going through, but there wasn't anything that spoke to me as being particularly festive themed. So I'm just saving them all up for, you know, over the holidays, but looking forward to that. So that is what we are drinking. So again, today we're going to all kind of go around. We've each got a couple of gifty ideas, whether they're sort of beer or beer adjacent. And like I said, we're also going to kind of dive into some of the things we're looking forward to doing over the holidays. I think we've all had a lot on. We're all very tired too. So also looking to just resting over the holidays a bit here and there. We may also want to briefly touch on people's untapped year in review, just because I have some questions. But before we get to that, let's go around with some of those gift ideas. And I think actually, Christina, let's start with you this time. What is your first gift idea for the beer nerdy among us?
So my first gift idea is something to do. So one of the things that I've done over the years is one of those paint and sip classes. So there's Paint by the Pints, which actually they have an online store and you can get the stuff sent to your house. So you can get the design and how to paint it and like the kit, and they'll ship that onto your house. And it's fairly inexpensive. So that's something you could do over the holidays with your partner, you know, grab, or your friend or your family or whoever, and grab, you know, your own beer or whatever and make this at home, which I think is really kind of a lovely thing to do. And then there's also Drink and Draw. And they do events all throughout Dublin and probably Ireland. I'm not entirely sure about that, but it's a great time. I've been to one of them years ago and just had the absolute best time. And I think it's a really fun thing to do with someone. So it's a nice thing to get, like, you know, your bestie or your partner or whoever, and have like a nice night out sometime later in the year. I just really, really enjoy them. And then you have like a fun memory that you get to take home. So I think they're lovely gifts.
Oh, definitely. That's a great idea. I've only ever done one of them once, and that was on like a corporate thing. So I feel like it had this other vibe associated with it. But I will say the art that we came away with was amazing. So, you know, I think definitely, like you said, that's something fun to do with a friend. And I love the idea of like a more experiential present where it's not just something you're going to use once and be done with it, or maybe drink once and be done with it, but something that you can you know, experience with some friends, or, you know, like you said, with a close person, all that good stuff. But then you can both remember it. So that's lovely. Well done. Katie.
I really like that they're sending them home. Sorry, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't know that either. That's really cool.
I didn't either until I was looking on their website to see if like things are coming up. And this is just to clarify for the audience at home, is the Paint by Pints. But they have a shop and it's the Paint at Home kits. And they have all of these different kits. And I think one of them is the Guinness toucan. And I think it's just so cool. And actually, I think might get one for me and my husband to do over Christmas because I've got all the painting stuff. But I just thought that was really cool to be able to do something like that at home as well.
Oh, definitely. And I think back to our theme of not going out necessarily just because tired, that's also nice to have something to do, but that's really low effort. So I love that. Katie, how about you? What's your first gift idea?
My first gift idea is also a really handy gift actually for someone who has forgotten that they're supposed to get Christmas gifts. It's kind of a kickback to pandemic days when we did everything online again. So it's Sheridan's Cheesemongers are a well-known Irish cheesemongers, and they have an event where it is called an Irish virtual cheese and beer evening.
Oh, lovely.
With Wicklow Wolf. So 15th of March 2024. So you can order it now. We'll have the link. Whoever's putting up the link will put it somewhere where you can find it. We'll have the link, and it says that it is suitable. One ticket is suitable for 1 to 4 people. So you will get a selection of cheeses, some crackers, then and chutney. I'm not really sure what's going to come in the box. Artisan cheeses and also Irish beer. And four people, I suppose it'll depend on your hunger and your thirst as to how far it will stretch. But I think that is a lovely thing because you could order it now and then like make up a little voucher to give to your friend or your loved one for Christmas. And I think that would be a lovely present, especially to share. It's like, if anyone wants to buy that for me, you know, I'll go.
So you would not be angry if that happened to appear. Would be fun.
No. I think that's a great gift. Oh my goodness. I think I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. If I was in the country, I will be in the UK then. I would be all about that.
Yeah. So the date is 15th of March 2004 from 8 PM to 9:30. That's 2 days before Paddy's. There you go.
That's awesome. And so that you all know, we will, just as we did last year, where we put like a blog post together almost of all the gifts that we spoke about, we'll do the same this year. We might just add it to the same page, but it's all broken down by theme and things. So head over to the website and you'll find all of these lists. That's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just another plug for the Sheridan's cheeses. I did not get the, you know, sort of tasting evening, but I did get my husband just a Sheridan's cheese subscription box last year. And that was very exciting where, you know, we never knew what would be appearing and it was always very exciting. My one complaint might be that one was really kind of a one person selection. Now, again, I say that because sometimes other people in our house would eat the cheese before the rest of us got to see it. So just to, you know, fair warning for people out there.
I have one of those in my house as well. And it's not a mouse. It's a human.
Yes. Anyway, if you have a teenager and they like good cheese, they may inhale it. So just, you know, fair warning, definitely. But again, maybe a good gift for them too. So just saying, you know, they can have some good taste, you know, here for that. But Tandy, what is your first gift idea?
Well, I think while it is top of mind, let's talk more about this beer because I think this is quite cool. Now, I wouldn't normally recommend buying people beer for Christmas because, you know, unless you really know their tastes very well.
Right, you might not know what they like, yeah.
Yeah, or unless it's something that's kind of special or limited edition, which actually this is. There are only 930 bottles available for sale, and they're numbered. So this is bottle number 37, which is quite cool.
Very good.
And so they're made, as I said, it's an extra stout, and it's got all the lovely goodness in it, Irish ale malt, flaked oats, malted wheat, roast barley, dark crystal malts. It's beautifully balanced. It's a really nice beer, and having it now, I think it's one that you could almost buy two of, you know, keep one for this year and one for next year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And they are €30 a bottle, but it is an enormous bottle. Like, this is huge.
Oh, yeah.
So if your price range is in and around 60 odd euro, you can go and get two of these, and they come beautifully packaged in this, you know, quite fancy looking yolk that covers the bottle and keeps it quite safe. So it is actually quite gifty.
Yeah, you can just stick ribbon on top of that. You're done. You don't even have to wrap that. Yeah,
exactly. And so for, you know, the people who particularly like a barrel aged beer or a stout, I think this is really good. And as I say, you know, 29 euro, not absolutely very reasonable for this amount of beer and for sure. ABV. So that's my first one for the discerning beer lover or the collector. We do have
The collector. They are out there. Yes.
They are very much out there. And one last note, we'll have it on our website, but you can get the beer at certain Cork retailers, but you can also get it from original7.ie. So order online, get there before they're sold out, the usual stuff.
Oh, very good. And again, it's nice to see, I guess, you know, Original 7, I think the name coming from Shane being one of the Original 7, you know, I guess modern craft brewers in Ireland. And I'm not sure whether that's just the Republic or the whole island, because I know there are a couple up north as well, but you know, it's not up to us to quibble over these things. So
indeed, but there's lots of information about the brewery, Shane himself, as well as Steve Guinea, his partner in Original 7, on their website. So go on over there.
Good.
And thank you to Original 7 for sending us all a beer, because that was a lovely Christmas present for us.
Mm-hmm. here. Yes, we are never going to turn that down. Thank you. Although I'm saving mine for Christmas Day. We'll chat more about, again, what are our Christmas Eve, Christmas Day plans, but we're not there yet. So my first gifty idea is almost less of a gift and more of, again, kind of an activity, but more of an at-home activity, but it is beer adjacent. So I have the Biosol Crafty Cookie Mix. I made this up for the toy show as well, and we did eat the entire thing of cookies, I have to say. I'm also obsessed with their protein pancakes, because that's how I roll most of the time. But they are a company that takes the spent grain from brewers like Ballycocavan and Dead Center and some other folks kind of out there in the Midlands, and they turn it into all kinds of delicious goodies. In this case, these are gorgeous, gorgeous cookies that you can make out of them. They also have things you can put onto, like, your oatmeal, or in your overnight oats, all that good stuff. And again, the protein pancakes are really good. They've got some new bars coming out. They were also at Gifted. Had a chat with them last year, which is when I first discovered them, as well as this year. But they're really, really lovely people. And, you know, it's nice to support a local business. And it's also great that they're really looking to reduce food waste, working, you know, with a lot of the local brewers and really trying to kind of, you know, work together to make sure that there's, you know, kind of this circular economy, if you like. But again, they are really, really sweet. You can, you know, go on their Instas, and they do also have again, some kind of more gifty things, like some hampers and things like that that you can get for Christmas. And again, all of these will be in the show notes, but this is going to be, I think, without giving too much away, probably one of our, like, maybe Christmas Eve activities is making up all of these cookies so that we can eat them on the big day. Or some of us might just eat the cookie dough, which I know you're not meant to do, but it's really good. So, and you can also feel, you know, slightly virtuous with these, because you can be like, it's healthy, it's spent grain. So it's all good. It's all good. But they have, I think if you sign up for their website right now, you know, for their mailing list, you can also get a little recipe book. They've got a lot of other stuff coming up and a lot of other stuff in development. But again, it's just cool to see, you know, some small local companies trying to do good for the environment and the local economy. And really tasty. So that's my first one. It's kind of a practical gift, but again, if you want to do it up, you could get a hamper or something that looks a little more, you know, gifty, if you want.
What a great, like, Secret Santa gift.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, that's a great shout. Yeah.
I mean, Secret Santas are sometimes so hard, because, you know, you've often got to stick to budgets and various things. And
for sure.
I don't know. I just like these sort of things where you can do an activity, but, like, at home and at your own time, it doesn't expire, you know, these kinds of things. I think that is class.
Oh, definitely. And especially if you are me and you buy boxes of these and then forget that you'd bought them, and then you find them, and then you're like, what? We are having the best weekend. So that's again, kind of how food works in my house. I forget I bought fun things, but they are really, really tasty. And you could even pair them with, you know, maybe whichever brewery you think they might have gotten the spent grains from. Maybe that's a fun future episode idea. So, yeah, putting that away for future reference. But that's our first round. First round. Now, before we get into our second round of gift ideas, I thought we'd kind of put our pause in here and talk about some of the things we're looking forward to doing over the holidays. Again, I know I've already been like, we're all going to rest. It's going to be amazing. But I'm sure some of us do have plans. And even if those plans are doing stuff at home, that is fine. So I think, Tandy, why don't we start with you this time? What are some of the things you're looking forward to over the break?
I'm off to the UK. I'm off to see my sister, and my mom has come up from South Africa. So we're going to have some lovely family time. Incidentally, and kind of ironic and funny, my dad is going to house sit my house for me. So he's the only one who's not going to really be involved. But
breaking news.
him and my mom split years ago, so it's not weird. But he's going to cat sit and house sit, and my mom and my sister and I are all going to have our families, and we're going to do lovely Christmas things. And as my sister is imminently expecting her second child, I think it'll just be priggy friendly, nice family things, including possibly trying to pick a name for this child that's coming. So maybe we'll have a Christmas game, you know, or something like that. But we do, like, as a family, we like to play games over Christmas. And we normally do a Christmas Eve dinner, not a Christmas Day dinner or lunch. So we do a big Christmas Eve dinner, and then Christmas Day is generally leftovers, games, stockings, presents, relaxing. Then it's, you know, that's it for us. So yeah, UK.
Amazing. Are you going to be doing the Winter Wonderland, or are you like too much?
I have no idea. I've had no headspace to even think about what we're going to do. My sister's been planning things, and I'm like, whatever, sounds good. I don't know. We'll see when we get there.
Oh, that's amazing. No, but I feel you, because I'm going to the UK twice in the next week just for work and stuff and reasons. So yeah, not particularly Christmassy. Well, no, one is a Christmas party, but still, it can be a lot of back and forth, even though it's a short trip. So, you know, but that said, like, London is a great place to be at Christmas. I've done that before. Lots of fun. So that sounds great. But Christina, we'll go over to you. What are your Christmas plans?
To be blunt, I'm really looking forward to doing sweet fuck all. Like, to be honest with you, I am tired.
Yes.
And I need a rest. But I am looking forward to watching some of my favorite, like, Christmas movies, and just, like, sitting around and enjoying the tree and just spending time with my family and not having the stress of, like, having to go anywhere or do anything, right, and just enjoying the time at home. I'm really, really looking forward to that. But we also play games, you know, board games, and we try to find the weirdest board games that we can find, which it has proven quite interesting over the years. So I'm really, really looking forward to just doing nothing, really.
Chilling. No, there's nothing wrong with that. And we'll come back, I think, to let's see, some why you've been busy. So we've got some book stuff to talk about in round two with gifts, but we'll come back to that. But you're going to chill here for that. Katie, how about you?
Yeah, I am all changed this year because we are flying out to Spain.
Oh, yes.
On the Saturday before Christmas.
Wonderful. Warm Christmas.
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
So we arrive. We're going to go straight to a supermarket, I suppose, because I'm not sure what the whole situation is for eating on Christmas is. So we'll be prepared. But yeah, I foresee a Christmas Day swim in my future.
Oh, without a wetsuit, because it'll be fine.
I won't be hypothermic after it.
No dry robe.
In the Med, it's okay. And we have booked tickets to the Alhambra.
Oh,
we're going to be going to see that. I think we're going to do some tubing in the Sierra Nevadas.
Oh, wow.
I know. So
it's going to be the best time.
Be all different, because I said to myself, I said, Katie, you just sit on the sofa and eat too much and drink too much. Let's change it up this year, because once the kids get older, you know, the presents get smaller, so it's easier to transport them, and mine are of an age where they were able to tell Santi themselves where Santi will be, where they'll be, you know. So let's try it. Let's see how it goes. So we're just going for a week. We'll be back for the new year.
It's wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be so nice.
I've just been so busy and I've no left.
I know. No, it's been crazy. Yeah, we've all been so busy, which is, I mean, you know, our regular listeners will have noticed we've been every other week because we have had too much on, which again, we don't want to complain, but like, it's been busy. So
it's just been crazy, hasn't it? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I'm kind of a mix between, you know, I've got all this back and forth to the UK before Christmas and then like everything stopped and I'm like, and we're done. And then we're going to chill. So we have to go up to Malahide Castle to see Santa because I left it too late to book seeing Santa. And that was the only decent Santa opportunity left. So folks in Ireland, you need to book this early. Just FYI, it's a thing. And I was not prepared for that.
And if you have time next year, Lisa, you can book the steam train that goes from Dublin to Maynooth. Did you do that?
I saw the steam train when I was coming back from park run on Saturday and thought, I wish I'd booked that because, you know, that's everything. I love a train.
You have to book it early. Yeah.
Yeah. It was sold out, but I did get to sort of go, oh, there's the train I should have booked. Oh, well.
But that sounds amazing. I also love steam trains. I also want to go on a train.
I know. And it was making, you know, the cutest sounds as it was going past. It was like, it was so cute. But now we'll go up to Malahide, but you know, we'll still have to take a train. We'll just take the Dart, which isn't quite as romantic, any of the things. But, you know, we'll go see their winter lights, see Santa, all of the good stuff. But then after that, it's like nothing, just chill. It's really about, well, Katie, exactly what you said. I will be eating and drinking too much on my couch, and I'm here for that. I have a whole program for especially Christmas Day, because I'm like, I have Doctor Who, I have Call the Midwife, I have Ghosts, I have, you know, all my Christmas specials. So those are all, you know, adding up. So I've got that. But I may also Christmas Eve, one of my favorite sort of weird actors is doing an online M.R. James story where he plays M.R. James. So maybe we'll put that in the show notes as well. That's a Christmas Eve thing you can sign up for. It's a pay what you like. It's online so you can get some spooky stories for Christmas. And I am also looking forward to this year's ghost story for Christmas on the BBC, but it's at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, I can't stay up that late. I'm like, Santa's going to be coming. I got to, you know, so I'll probably watch that on Christmas Day, but back, you know, on the iPlayer. But I am really looking forward to that because it's a Conan Doyle one, because people don't know that he wrote all this other weird fiction that wasn't Sherlock Holmes. So I am looking forward to it. I'm like, I can't stay up till 10 o'clock. It's not in the cards. No way. So the Christmas Day, eating and drinking all the things, watching all the TV, you know. Very much here for it. But I think maybe we'll come back around and do some more Christmas movie discussion. But before we do that, back to round two on gifts. So I know we're like full back and forth, you know, crazy whirlwind. So Tandy, why don't we start with you for round two of gifts?
Okay, cool. So I'm going to put two gifts into one here because they're, fair. You know, somewhat related.
The Spice Girls wanted two to become one.
You know, so and
that is a Christmas adjacent song.
Absolutely.
Actually. So the first one, excuse me, I'm definitely getting the plague. Thanks. thank you, everybody that's been sick lately. And the first one is, there is this really cool print that I found on Etsy, and it's called Split the G. So it's got a Guinness, but it's literally splitting the G, which is just such a, I don't know, man. It's such a funny Irish thing. And every time, you know, me and my husband go out, we're always like, okay, goodness, let's split the G. And we always like, see who can get closer. But as we all know, I like beer art and I like art and design in general. So this one I just thought was lovely because it's very nicely done. It's on Etsy. It might be an Irish artist, but I'm not actually sure, to be honest. Although I can't imagine it isn't, but because it is quite, you know, it's quite niche. But I thought that was really lovely. So, and there's probably a lot of this kind of lovely art that's available on many sites, not just Etsy, but from many different providers, which I think is lovely. But the second one is one where, you know, maybe a print won't do. This is a make a caricature of yourself.
Fun.
Which is quite fun. And look, caricatures can be of anything and anyone in any situation, but this one has as its, you know, main image, like a person with a beer in a brewery. And I thought, you know what? What a fun, thoughtful gift. Like if there was a photo of somebody in your life brewing, you know, their homebrew kit, or if they're a brewer, or if they just love drinking a beer, like, you know, sort of immortalizing their love for it in a caricature is something that they would probably never do for themselves. So I just think it's a lovely idea. And I'm always here for like art, you know, art and designy things around beer. So yeah, those are two ideas. I'll put the links into the website.
Excellent. Oh, see, you need to come to Gifted with us next year. It's closer to you because there was so much beautiful art. So I
legitimately didn't even know what that was or when it was on, because this is how much of a, you know, my head's been in the sand for the last
minute. And like I said, everyone's been busy. No, we'll plan ahead next year. We'll plan ahead next year. So I did end up buying some art, not beery adjacent art, but just like super cool art. And I'm very happy with it. So, but anyway, but Katie, how about you? What's your other gift idea?
Well, I've gone for the art as well. Be related.
Very good.
Art. And I don't know if I should even bother to try and share my screen. I don't know. No.
Oh, you can just tell us about it.
I'll just describe it. So it's from The Word Bird, and they are available on Etsy, or they also have their own website called thewordbird.eu. And it is basically word art. It's like a word cloud, but it's in the shape of a pint of Guinness. And it just is all the different words that are in it are different words that the Irish use to describe being drunk. And I such a flowery language. There's a lot of them. There's like rat face, stocious, let's see, gee-eyed, ossified, shit-faced, wrecked, banjaxed, inebriated, langered. There's so many of them on it. And it has like the main pint is black and then the head is nice and white. And I just think it's kind of a cute little art. It's only 25 quid. It's not that expensive. And I just thought it was a really, really nice little handy gift if somebody is fond of alcohol and also language.
Yes. Yes. One for the language nerds too. Love that. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Christina, how about you? Oh, sorry, go on, Tammy.
Before Christina, I went and found out who this artist of this pint was, and she is Irish. Her name is Niamh, and she's a bunch of other really cool prints available, some with like different alcohols from Ireland, some are food-related. They're beautiful. Go check her out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yellow and Lion Studio. There we go.
Myself, and to go all Eurovision on your arses.
Yes.
Daddy, we're at Daddy Freyr.
Yes.
Maybe was that where I got sick? Possibly.
No. We would not have gotten sick at Daddy Freyr,
no. No. But him and his two bandmates. They came on and they with their pint of Guinness and they were like, oh, let's split the G. And they were trying to split the G on stage.
It was adorable. They were so Icelandic. And they did Fairy Tale of New York for the encore, but in a very extra Icelandic way. It was wonderful. Sorry. Anyway. Recommend. But Christina, what's your second gift idea?
Well, I guess I'll have to interrupt your regularly scheduled beer programming to bring you something from the world of gin.
So, other drink.
I love gin. I'm so excited for this.
I know. I love gin. It is, if I'm not drinking beer, I am drinking gin. I am so excited for this. The Pierce Lyons Distillery, which is in Dublin 8, has the gin school experience. And this is the top of my list from Santa. And I am definitely going sometime in 2024. This sounds so cool. So it's a 2-hour gin experience. You get to make your own gin. They give you the history of gin. They have all different kinds of things that you can put in the gin. You get to bring the gin home. So it's your own 70 cl bottle. I'm fairly certain you get cocktails while you're there. I'm fairly certain. And you also get like a charcuterie board. to and some like nibbles and stuff. So it just sounds epic. I love the idea of this. I love that you get to learn about the history of gin and gin making while also having some lovely cocktails and then making your own gin and putting whatever botanicals that you want into it. I think it sounds like a lovely thing to do with your friends. I just think it's a really, really cool, interesting, unique experience and something like I haven't seen before really too much of like gin schools or anything. So as someone who really, really likes gin, this is just right up my street. I think this is so, so cool. And I really, really want to go.
Yeah. And they've got the...
Tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Lisa, you first.
No, please go for it. No, go Tandy.
When I was in South Africa there in February, Ash and I did this almost exactly the same thing. It was like a gin thing where you make your gin and you learn about it and you're in a distillery and you know you're eating and you're having cocktails and you take your gin home with you. It was awesome. Like it was so fun. And I'm sure it's going to be the same if not better, but like absolutely do this. Like it's so cool.
Oh,
it just
sounds
amazing. It just looks so fun. I saw people that went on TikTok and I was like, I'm sold. I am going. This is happening. Santa, please.
You're waiting for Santa to bring you gin.
And I think you can do this in Stillgarden as well. Maybe not the cocktail. I don't know if I do.
But I think you're right. I think you can do like a make your own gin. Like
make your own gin, definitely.
Thing there. Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, yeah, love that idea.
Rascals, if you want to pop in for your pizza afterwards.
Yeah. Very
so
handy.
We'll just have to do them all. I mean, honestly, it's just
test them all and see. All.
You're going to have to go on TikTok, right, and rank and rate all the gin making classes.
Right, it'll there just all go. Be 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Challenge accepted.
You're going to have to, like, rank them on their snacks.
Right?
No, I can definitely rank snacks.
You know, we're going to have a whole rating system here that we're going
Now, Pierce Lines does have that advantage. They've got that amazing, you know, space with the old church and the cemetery. So they've got that going for them. I've still never done any of their tours, but I know that that is meant to be really well done in terms of like reuse of historic buildings. We're here for that. We love it. Yeah.
It is a beautiful, the old church is a beautiful space. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, so there we go again. We're like, we do all of them, so if anyone wants us to come and, you know, taste test or whatever, we could Pepsi challenge your gin stuff. We're just saying. Yeah.
I volunteer.
Exactly.
Volunteer this tribute, happy to do it.
Absolutely. So before we get into some of our other Christmas activities, so my other gift ideas, there were a lot of interesting beer books that came out this year, and we'll talk about maybe some that are going to be coming out in the not too distant future. But anyway, what we're talking about this year. So I was really excited about this one, which you can kind of see in my camera, but kind of not. But this is Cask, the story of Britain's unique beer culture by Des de Moore, because y'all know I'm here for my Cask ale. This is a whole thing. Really, really thought this was a great read. And again, I think there's so many other interesting books that did come out as well, but went for this one because it's very much up my street. But I think if people are looking for kind of a book out there for either their history nerd friend or their beer nerd friend, I think this is a good one to start with. Although I will say the bit about Ireland in it is one page. So I think this is just putting that out there for everyone. Like, I think we can... Maybe we can add on for the next edition. Just saying, folks, get out there, get brewing, get putting things in casks. I think that would be really, really nice. But there's some really, really amazing stuff in here. Definitely like a mix of kind of, you know, myth busting as well as just kind of setting the scene. Very readable, very well written. Always love everything that he writes. Like, yay, cask. Sorry. Okay. It's going to disappear whenever I put it up with my pretty picture. But, really, really good book. Again, that's also from Camera. And I understand that there's some interesting stuff coming out from Camera in the next year. I wonder if anyone knows anything about that. Just things we should be on the lookout for in 2024.
I wouldn't know anything about that at all.
Well.
Nothing.
The book we've heard a long, 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 long time about seems to be finally coming out.
And again, we won't put too much pressure, but we're just saying maybe before we get into kind of one or two other things about the holidays, some things we're looking forward to in 2024. Maybe give people a little bit of an idea.
So, I guess a couple months, in February, early March, my book with Camera Books is coming out. It is about the history of women in brewing in the UK. It will be from the medieval period to modern. It will include lots of interviews with women who brew or own breweries, and also beer writers, activists, all sorts of things like that. I'm really excited about it. It's called The Devils and the Draft Lines. And I hope you all like it. It has been a labor of love. But yeah, that will be soon available for purchase.
Yeah, and we're just, like we're just mentioning it.
Oh, that would be great.
It's not up yet, but that should pre-order should be up fairly soon, probably right in the new year, if not in the next couple weeks.
Awesome.
Yes, we will keep you posted 100%. So that might be a fun New Year's gift. But just saying, we've been talking about how all of these things book up. Like, just saying, there's going to be some events happening in the new year. So keep an eye out. We will, of course, keep you posted as well. But folks, there's a lot going on. So that is one thing to look forward to. So we're very excited about that.
There will also be some events, a couple of launches and things in the UK, and then hopefully maybe something in Dublin if there's some interest and people want me to do something here.
If there's some interest.
Seriously? Come on. There is interest. Make it happen.
Okay, so we will also do something in Dublin for everyone.
We're going to do a thing.
Launch here.
Yeah.
You are from here. It has to be, there has to be an event here.
Yeah, well, there's definitely going to be an event. Absolutely. No, I shouldn't downplay myself. But yes, I'll absolutely do something here as well.
You should.
Definitely.
You've been working on this book for ages, Christina. Yeah. Like, it's going to be so, so great to get it out.
Yeah, we're so excited for it. And yeah, Christina's been doing amazing work. And again, that's why we're all very tired. She's had stuff to do. We've all had stuff to do. But anyway, it's coming. So, and I know, Katie, something you and I are looking forward to in 2024 is, go on.
It is a certain weekend in May, which happens to coincide with the Mickler Beer Festival, but it's not the Mickler Beer Festival. It's Eurovision.
Oh God, we can't wait.
Which weekend in May is going to be, just out of interest?
The 11th, is it?
The 11th.
And when you say weekend, it's kind of a, you know.
Oh, it's a long thing.
Yeah, we'll be off in the Scandos doing our thing. We are very excited about that. So I'm sure we'll be reporting, we'll be, your woman in Malmo for some of that. But
I think next year's Eurovision episode needs to come from Sweden. And,
we'll see what we can do.
Maybe we'll unearth our TikTok account for a week.
Maybe we'll wake it up, yeah, briefly.
I don't know. You'll have to teach me how to use TikTok. It's like, such a boomer.
That was like, if we're talking about the year in review, that was just like, such a fail. I really had high hopes. I had high hopes for TikTok, guys, but oh my gosh, I'm just too busy for it. not to watch. I mean, I watch TikTok every night when I brush my teeth. To create. Oh, no. Who's got
too
the time?
Much work?
And I suppose my question, Lisa, is can we combine a beer festival and Eurovision? I don't know.
I would say it can't be done. But I feel like if anyone can do it, I believe in us. Okay. I think. And if not, like, there's amazing beer all over Copenhagen on the Danish side, and I'm sure on the Swedish side, we'll find out. We will be living our best lives regardless. So
I believe in you.
Yes. Yes. Here. And Tandy, what are some of the things you're looking forward to in 2024? And again, then we're gonna circle back with some wrapping up around 2023.
Okay. So you know how I've complained year in and year out before summer that I never organize a summer holiday?
Yes.
I'm in the planning stages of a summer holiday. So that's going to happen. So I'm actually going to have summer away, not working for a change, which will be quite fun. There might be plans to do Christmas in Canada next year, so maybe that's a slightly longer term again, but I think, you know, in the sort of more shorter term, the homebrew national homebrew club, like nationals, comes up. We're looking at, funny enough, May for a date. So now we definitely know it can't be the 11th.
Of course. Yeah, don't compete with Eurovision now.
No, not competing with Eurovision. And got to look at all the right dates and all the right venues for that. But, you know, a lot of like homebrew things coming up. And I think that a few brews this year or in the next year, because this year I was cross with myself after a couple of brews that didn't go so well. And now
that happens. Yeah.
It does. But now I'm going to dust myself off and resume that journey. Let's see where it takes me.
Here. Oh, perfect. So before we wrap up completely, so did everyone get their untapped year in review, and was it weird? I don't know. I'm just kind of like, it was not kind of what I was expecting with the weird kind of, how am I even going to describe it? Like, it was trying to be a video game where I was like, am I the target audience for this or not so much? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
I felt like, well, but see, I felt like it was trying too hard to be in a way that I felt like it was just kind of missing the mark there. I did play with their AI tool a little bit where I said, you know, where did I have the most or like my highest rated beer in the UK? And I was like, you had 1,200 beers in Seattle. I'm like, well, not in the past year I didn't. But anyway, so I know they're still working on that. But
well,
it was
I can tell you a bit of a strange
yeah,
format. You know, design aside, I mean, I think the design is, yeah, it is what it is. Like, everyone's going to have a thing. You know, I look at my... Look at my Spotify one, which my child has ruined. So
right, that's what they do. That's what they do.
I'm almost disowning my Spotify now because there's no coming back from it. My podcast one, so my podcast also does a year in review. That one was completely accurate. I listen to way too many podcasts. We already know. Reddit has the scale of like how many bananas.
Oh, I need
did
to
you
do
scroll?
That. Yeah.
Holy crap! Did I scroll a lot of bananas this year? And then Untapped. And you see, this completely makes sense to me. I went down from checking in. Now remember, I only check in new beers, right?
Right.
I went down from last year checking 192 new beers or unique beers to this year only 27. Now, it doesn't mean it's all that I drank, because I drank a lot.
Right,
I haven't checked in a lot. And it's just because I've been like so fucking busy.
Right.
So I've only been checking in a little bit recently with my Advent box, because I do love my,
Advent
box. So I check those in. And those are normally ones where I can see my friends and whatever I haven't often had. So it's quite nice to check in first. But yes. But no, I've been very inactive.
Well, I am the ultimate inactive Untappd user in that I don't have Untappd, so maybe I'll do that.
You're winning. You're beating us all.
I'm not too far behind you in that I have it, but I don't think I've actually checked anything in like 5 years or something like that, just because I get too busy. I just I'm like
people get
enjoying
busy.
The beer and I forget to put the thing in the thing.
No, that's fine. I what I thought was odd was it also gave me my lowest rated things for the year when I was like, oh, this is different, huh? So I can see, you know, a way where people might be interested in that, but I was also just kind of surprised about that one. Yeah,
it for me it so much depends on how people use it, like
totally
my lowest rating was something like 3.
No,
my highest was something like 4.25. So there's only a very narrow window.
Yeah, I never go to, actually, no, I tell a lie. I did have something that was quite low where I went to like a 2 for something that was obviously infected, but that may not be the beer's fault, you know? And I tried to kind of note that in the comments.
And now you see, if I get a beer that's either infected or kind of bad, or I would give it another chance, but in a different time.
Exactly.
I don't give it a rating. So that like lowest rated thing within the year review like isn't really accurate, because there's plenty of beers that I didn't give any stars to.
Right. Just, you know, not for nothing. But yeah, no, it was very good for like your favorite venues where it was like, you went to the Underdog a lot. I'm like, yeah, you know, you got me. But so it definitely was like, you went to the Underdog and Rascals and the Cat and Cage, which is my background is the Cat and Cage right now. This is their lovely Christmas decorations I took a picture of. But You know, it's basically like, you don't go south of the river except, you know, to go to Rascals. I'm like, no, why should I? You know, it's like, it's far away. So.
Okay, but, go figure.
This my, one is near. This one is
he's a, yeah, small. Far away.
What is my place?
Ah, oh, you'll get better. You'll get better. Yeah.
My favorite venues that are not Untapped at Home. Right. Untapped at Home would be by far the most favorite venue.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
This year it was Brickyard and Underdog, which figures.
Yeah, yeah. And again, now that like I've properly been to Brickyard, I need to have more excuses to go meet you down there because it was lovely and very much here for that. So
it's so good.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And again, I'm lucky I have so many things, you know, within walking distance, but you know, it is what it is. So we're kind of getting to the end. So I thought maybe we could each kind of share one more thing. Like, let's talk about Christmas movies before we completely, you know, let it go.
I am just so going to go in there. The best Christmas movie ever, Die Hard. Hello.
It's a good two.
It's the best one. Christmas movie ever. It's we watch it every Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And the people who say it's not a Christmas movie.
Ah, no, they're wrong. No.
Get over yourselves.
Correct.
No. How about Christina? How about you?
It's kind of like tied. So my two favorites are National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Home Alone.
Okay,
and
very good.
The reason is because I grew up watching them with my dad, and my dad finds that whole like kind of slapstick humor really funny. So I don't know how funny the actual movie is or what the line is between the movie being funny or me picturing my dad laughing to the movie. So they're very nostalgic for me, and I can hear my dad, who's very much still alive. I'm sorry, I should be very clear on this. But he's in another country.
Yeah. Right.
He's just in another country, and I don't see them for Christmas anymore. So I can picture my dad just laughing through both of these movies, and so then I laugh sort of with him in my head. So they're very, nostalgic for me. I love both of those films.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and mine, I also have a tie for, you know, my favorite. Again, I love Die Hard, and I am with you. Christmas movie, I mean, it is a film about a family trying to find their new way in the world, and there happen to be some terrorists who are super hot involved. So just, you know, enough nothing. But, you know, my two favorites Christmas movies are The Lion in Winter, because I love me some Eleanor of Aquitaine. That's all good. I love people arguing for Christmas and, you know, keeping their spouses locked up in castles in the medieval period. This is all good for me. So, and it is happening at Christmas. So anyone who hasn't watched it should go, you know, enjoy. You're in for a treat. But my other favorite Christmas movie is Meet Me in St. Louis. And this is where, like, especially my kids will be like, ha ha, you're from St. Louis. That's why you like it. I'm like, no, St. Louis is a shithole. But this film is wonderful. So, you know, it has Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's, you know, but you know, more than that, it has, obviously it has Judy Garland. We love our Judy. But, you know, it also has some deeply weird things happening in it. You know, especially the youngest daughter is going around killing her dolls and stuff like that. Like, that's weird, especially for a film of the 1940s. So, like, these are all good things to think about. Just because you're like, the Christmas spirit is really killing all of your snowmen and dolls so other people can't have them, because that's what's happening in it with beautiful music. So here for it. It's a weird film. I love it. It's the only film set in my hometown that I actually like. But again, I love that it's not a real version of it. It's not one that, you know, anyone would ever go to. So it's a beautiful thing, but also very, very much here for Die Hard. And I've never gotten completely into the tradition they have over in the UK of watching all the Bond films. You know, even when I live there, like, I like a good Bond film. I don't mind it on Christmas Day, but I'm like, there's so much other stuff to watch. I don't know that, you know, I need to watch Dr. No for the 100th time.
Why is Bond associated with Christmas?
It's just what they do with it. You'll find out when you get over there. It's what they do. They're on all day, kind of like all Bond films. So
I've never watched a Bond film from beginning to end.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this is a separate episode idea, because all the drinks in Bond movies are terrible, so I think we could maybe pair better drinks. So putting a pin in that for future. But
I'll be washing my hair that day.
Like, I got a thing. Yeah. Oh, I love it. So, you know, we'll kind of go around once more, because I think, Christina, friend, you might have had one other fun gift suggestion. Have kind of anything anyone else wants to share in this final bit.
Yeah, so this is not beer related. This is just like a thing that I'm obsessed with. So it's a small Irish business. It's Caillach Candles, and I'm so sorry if I butchered that. We'll put it in the notes or the blog or whatever. So they're out of Cavan, and they make amazing candles. I have bought quite a few. So they also do like boxes for holidays. Like, there was a Samhain box, there's a Yule box. I have two of the candles here. So this is the Morgan and Season of the Witch.
Oh, and very I'm blurry. Nice.
And blurry. And the candles smell amazing, and they have like all kinds of herbs and crystals and stuff in them. And you don't have to buy like the box, you can buy individual candles. But the boxes are really great because they have art from like a local artist and a bunch of other things, and they're very reasonably priced. And I'm obsessed. The candles smell amazing and they last for a really long time. One of the best purchases I've made, but obviously not beer related, but I just wanted to mention because I'm obsessed with these candles.
Oh, no, absolutely. And definitely on this round, it could be anything. It doesn't even have to be a gift idea. It could be a thing we're looking forward to or a thing we really enjoyed, any of those things. So, Katie, I see you're thinking, so maybe Tandy will go to you next. Just could be anything you've enjoyed in the past year. It could be a homebrew related thing, could be a recommendation, or something you're looking forward to.
I'm gonna hop in there.
Go on.
Because was it 2-3 weeks ago? I finally ran the whole of a 5K park run.
Oh, that's brilliant!
It only took me 7 months to get running around the whole thing.
Progress, not perfection. This is a thing.
There we go. And yeah. I think I will be looking forward to maybe doing the Women's Women Marathon.
Yes.
Summer. So
yes,
there we go. That's it. That's always like, I better say it because otherwise it will go out of my head and I'll forget it.
Oof. Oh no, that's great. I love that. Yeah. Tandy, how about you? Again, it can be anything.
Well, you know what? I think it's been a hell of a year, right? It's been a bit nuts between books and jobs and whatever. Everyone's been going through their own stuff. So I think I'm just going to be pleased to see the end of this one for a little bit. And I know it sounds so shit because actually you shouldn't regret anything. You know, you shouldn't look back in any bad way. And that's not what I mean. It just means like, it's actually nice to look forward. I'm looking forward to 2024, even though it feels like it should only be 2021. Right. And I still feel as if, you know, all the effects from COVID and all of the things are just with us in everyday life. But no, I think this year has been really nice because in the homebrew club, there's been a lot going on, lots of good meets with the chapters, sensory sessions, BJCP classes are happening in person for the first time in a little while. You know, things like that have been happening. So I can see the optimism and the coming together of sort of homebrew peeps, it's starting to happen again. Now, admittedly, I've been a bit absent from it, but I hope to do better in 2024.
Oh no, all good. Now, I'll mention too quickly, like I went the other night to the Underdog, I live there apparently for Untapped, because there was this, you know, Sierra Nevada thing where they had a bunch of Sierra Nevada stuff on tap for €5 a pint. It was amazing. But what was nice about it wasn't just that they had these, you know, really nice beers on, but so many people turned up who you knew. And again, you cannot go to Underdog and not run into anyone, you know, like that's just how it is. But it was just so nice to kind of have almost like everyone there. It was just really nice. There was a really good turnout and it was just very kind of low stress at the same time. Like there weren't expectations. It was just people turning up like to a beer event, which I'm putting in air quotes, but in a very chill way. Like there was no kind of time pressure. There was no like no FOMO at the same time. You didn't feel like you had to try everything. It was just nice to have a group of people turning up for a thing they enjoyed. And it was just really, really nice. And That said, we did get to try a couple of sort of rarities, and that was a lot of fun. But it was, again, it was mostly nice just for the company and for just being a nice evening out again on a school night. But again, it felt very low stakes, low stress. So here for that. It wasn't like you had to plan like you might for like a festival or something like that. It was just, oh, this is going to be a fun evening out. And then you go home at a reasonable time too. So
I was devastated not to make that, because typically I'm in my office on Tuesdays as well. Yeah. So it's like a great time to be doing an after work thing, but I had other things going on.
It's been a crazy
what, but it's been nuts.
Crazy couple of weeks. And the only other thing I will mention before we wrap up is Tandy, you and I are both wearing some of your amazing beery designs. Mm. These are some of the holiday ones. And I think it's good to have a shout out because you've got some great stuff out there. People Thank may want you. To avail themselves.
In line with the theme of 2023, I've completely neglected to create new things or promote the existing things. So if you do try and go for a Christmas jumper or t-shirt now, I hope it arrives on time, but I can't make promises because I'm not the one printing them.
Right.
Anyway, I will do a better job next year of telling you all in advance, like in November, when to order. But it's fun. It's nice to have beer-related Christmas gear in the cupboard, in the closet, for when you need it.
Absolutely, and especially in a wide variety of styles, cuts, colors, all of the things. So something for everyone. So
and also, like, her hoodies are so warm and comfortable. Oh God. Like, what's my point? Favorite hoodies. They're just so nice.
Yeah, here.
So I do. I live in my hoodies. It's my work uniform, you see.
Nothing wrong with that. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap up there. So you'll hear our usual kind of outro, all of the good stuff. You guys know where we are. We're going to take a little break until sometime in the new year, because you've heard we need a little bit of a break. We are tired people, but we have all these things to look forward to, and we're going to come and chat with you all about them. So we're really looking forward to that. And again, we're really looking forward to there being some new beer books in the new year to be looking forward to. So we'll certainly be chatting with you guys about that. Keep an eye on our socials. But the good thing is, behind us, there will be a much bigger, you know, publicity campaign than us. Like, it's going to be good. So lots to look forward to in 2023. Thank everyone for listening, all, you know, in our previous seasons and all of this year when we're going to be more awake in 2024. So with that, I think we'll leave you, and we'll say Merry Christmas, Merry everything, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2024. Bye.
2024, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.